can, let's stand. After this song, we'll be led in prayer. Brother Tommy, would you lead us in prayer after this song? Thank you. There is a name I love to hear, I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. It tells me of the Savior's love, who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. It tells of one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe, who in each sorrow bears a part that none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me.
Dear Father, again, we're so thankful to you for this day and for all the many blessings you have given us. We're especially thankful for our son Jesus who died on the cross for our sins.
Amen.
Dear Father, thank you for the country that we live in, the freedoms that we have, and we pray that you'll be the leader of this country. We continue this freedom so we can worship there without fear of persecution. Dear Father, pray that you'll be the sick.
Preparation for Lord's Supper, let's turn to number 383. 383. We'll sing verse 2, 3, and then 1.
May we keep in memory all that thou hast said. May
May
Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come."
Take this bread, which represents our body, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, we take this cup, food, wine, which represents our blood, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This time we want to give back part of what we've worked to the church. Bless in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
We have 18 present this morning. Today is November 14th, 2021, for taping purposes. If you would, at this time, let's mark our song books at number 687. 687 will be the song of invitation. And once you've marked that, let's turn to number 426. 426. Praise Him,
praise Him,
Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O earth, His wonderful love proclaim. Hail Him, highest archangels in glory. Strength and honor give to His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard His children. In His arms He carries them all day long. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, Jesus our blessed. Hail Him, Jesus Christ.
This morning in our class study, we utilized the last part of 1 John chapter 5. And in reference to that particular area, it matches up with what I wanted to emphasize about the Lord's church and his place in the church today. And how that he said he would deal with this work and deal with us as we go along. If you turn with me to 1 John chapter 5, you have a Bible there in front of you if you don't have your own copy here this morning. And see what it says there in regard to being in Christ Jesus. We emphasized last week and Luke before that coming into Christ was the point that Paul made in Romans chapter 6 when he says, "Brethren, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were buried with him by baptism into his death. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also are raised to walk in newness of life. And that our new life began at the time of our immersion into Christ, our baptism into Christ was done. But once we come into this building, how do we talk about it? We talk about being in the building. While I was in the building. When I got into the building. It was cold outside, but when I came into the building, I found warmth. That's the difference. The into is the idea of progress, the idea of how the structure is. I was outside in the cold. I took steps toward the door, and I opened the door and entered into. And when I was outside of Christ, I was outside of hope for salvation. That's what Paul is writing the Romans about. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were buried with him by baptism into his death. We came into Christ. And we came in from outside, being outside of Christ. What hope did we have for salvation outside of Christ? None. What peace did we have outside of Christ? None. What joy did we have outside of Christ? None. We may have misfooled ourselves and thought that we had a joy in the profanity said and the activities of life that were that way. We may have thought we had a real pleasure involved with the sinful ways of our bodies and our lives with somebody in a deep, but we were not that way really and truly, and we know it now. Because when we came into Christ, we realized how vain that way of life was, how empty that way of life was, how sin-filled that way of life was. And thus we find ourselves in Christ and we rejoice. Because in Christ we don't have that type of temptation talked about to us. We don't have that type of activity talked about to us. We don't have that type of sin to be rehearsed and pleasured into it, into our mind. We have the joy of being in Christ, free from that way of life, hopefully forgiven of God for that way of life, and peace within comes with that hope. So today what we're talking about here is being in Christ. And start with me, if you will, in regard to this matter, of 1 John chapter 5, beginning verse 18. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. For he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. Now this is speaking about the same one that Paul was writing about there in Romans 6. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall any of us that have died to sin live any longer therein? And then he says, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into the death of Jesus Christ were buried with him by baptism into his death. And that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also are raised to walk in newness of life. These people have gone that way. They had gone that way. And they had now a wonderful blessing. One again, verse 18 of 1 John chapter 5. We know that whosoever is born of God, born of God, born of God is the idea of being baptized into Christ. Sinneth not. He doesn't do the type of sins that leads him unto death. That's what he said back there
in verse 16, a sin that is unto death, a sin that is not cared about to confess. I don't want to be in that way of life. I want to be in a sin that I realize at the moment, I shouldn't have said that, I shouldn't have done that, I shouldn't have thought that way. And because of that peace within, I have this freedom of from sin. I have this freedom. He offers forgiveness for that. And in 1 John 1 and down at verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's what God does for us. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. What got us into sin? Sin was missing the mark. That's the word. That word for sin means that idea, missing the mark. We were missing where we were supposed to be with God. We were missing where we were supposed to be with man. We were missing where we were supposed to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. But we were missing that mark. But what leads us into that? Is it not the thoughts that we had? The temptations that came to our minds and in our hearts? Was it not the unrighteousness that we were thinking about? What does God do? He cleanses us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1 at 9. What does He do? He forgives us. He's faithful and just to us. He forgives us of our sins. I don't have to wait till I get to the service of the church to come forward and make an announcement about I have sinned and I'm sorry for it and I want your prayers with me about that matter. Though that could be done at any time and all times, and it's welcome to be done at any time. It's not a necessary thing. When I realize I have sinned and I've done wrong before God, I say, God, I realize now that this was not right. This was not true. This would lead me to heaven. Please forgive me of this sin. And He is faithful and just to forgive us of sin. And more than that, He wants to make us free from the things that led us to sin. We missed the mark. We realized it. We came back to Him. And He forgave us. He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He cleanses us from the unrighteous thinking that we got when we saw the movie that we saw, when we saw the game show that we saw, when we saw the words of somebody at the ballpark that we heard, and we got tempted to do the same thing, say the same thing, do the same old way. And eventually we did it. And what did we do when we did it? We missed the mark. We missed what God's standard was. And when we missed that, we sinned. And if we didn't sin unto death, He talks about that in verse 16, others can't even pray for us to be forgiven of a sin unto death. He tells them, do not pray for that. Help that person realize. Pray for that person to come to his senses. Pray for that individual to come to her senses. Pray for that person to realize the vanity of being away from God and missing the mark and come back to the Lord. But don't pray to be forgiven. Don't pray for that person, Lord, forgive that person for this. He says, do not do that. What happens then that we find ourselves free from those temptations, free from those struggles, free from unrighteousness? It cleanses us from all unrighteousness. The more that we pray together, the more that we sing together, the more that we study together His Word and see what's really said there, the better able we are to resist the temptation to do the things that we would do. And because we don't have the unrighteousness a part of our minds and our hearts, we don't have the great temptation to miss the mark, to sin against God. We don't have that with us anymore. And we begin to thank God for it, thank the Lord over and over for it, that we are free from that temptation, free from that struggle, free from that time. When we knew that that unrighteousness of thought was going to lead us completely away from God and missing the mark of serving Him. When we realized that, oh, how peaceful we were. How grateful we were. How thankful we are. And we want all of us to be that way. That's why I'm preaching this lesson today. Because we talked about being in Christ, coming into Him. What now happens when we're in Christ? He tells us the following, verse 19. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know Him that is true, and we are in Him that is true. We came into Christ from outside. But when we are in Christ now, we know that understanding. He's given us an understanding, that we may know Him that is true, and we are in Him that is true, even in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. And I want to suggest to you today that the idols are those thoughts of unrighteousness. When we thought we could do this and get away with it, we thought we could do this and not have anybody ever criticize us for it. We thought we could do this and have nobody to recognize it. We found ourselves foolish because everybody around us remembered what we said, what we're doing. And it was actions of unrighteousness that led us to depart from the living God. Leave Him behind. Miss the mark. Serving God. And how sad that situation is. How terrible that situation is. What a blessing for us to serve God and to be His way and in Him. He talked about us being in His Son earlier in that chapter. Look what he said in verse 9. If we receive, 1 John 5, verse 9, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, that He which testified of His Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not, God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of His Son. And this is the record that God hath given us eternal life. And this life is in His Son. Where is that eternal life? In His Son. And verse 12, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye might know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. We're in Christ. We make petitions to Him while we're in Him. And if we're in Him, and believe on His Son, we have a blessing of forgiveness. We have a blessing of peace. We have a blessing of joy. In Christ is where we became when we were baptized into Christ. And what did the Bible tell us in Acts 2:47? Those people on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 of them were praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. He knew they had come into Christ. He knew they were in Him in the church. And when He offered blessings for them, He was joyful, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to them daily such as should be saved. What is a blessing for you and me in the Lord's church? We can find that blessing in Christ. That life is in Him. If anybody is not in Christ today, you realize, oh, I've been out of Christ. You could come today and make it known. The water's prepared. Since late Thursday night, the water is warm. And it's fixed up this morning for you. You can be baptized into Christ. And as we sing this song of invitation, would you come to Him as we sing together?
Hear the sweet voice of Jesus say, come unto me, I am the way. Hearken the loving call, obey. Come, for He loves you so. Only a step, only a step. Come, for He bled for you. Same loving Savior yet, Jesus the crucified. Open for you the pearly gate, loved ones for you now and wait. Terrible thought to cry too late, I come to Thee. Only a step, only a step. Come, for He bled for you and died. He's the same loving Savior yet, Jesus the crucified.
Thank y'all for listening as hard as you did today. That's as hard as I prepared this lesson. Thank you for that. God bless you. Look forward to seeing you tonight. Our men's meeting is after service tonight. I don't know the preacher, he'll be brief. God bless you.
Let's turn to number 710.
I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. Take my cross and follow.